The ABG is now about to approve our new proposed investment code and policy. I believe we will introduce it into the September sitting of our parliament, and it will be passed during that sitting. And that investment code will then determine the kind of criteria we will need for foreign investors to adhere to before they can be accepted into the region. The investment code will make sure that local interests are protected and promoted. By the same token, foreign investors' interests must be protected and promoted. So it's a win. What we are, our vision is to create a conducive climate or atmosphere for foreign investment and for internal investment, so that both foreigners and bougainvilleans can have a win-win situation, can have a benefit. We want to encourage business that will have beneficial, mutually beneficial results for our people. If we don't, then the foreign businesses, especially Chinese, will just swamp us. They've got connections, business is there, bread and butter. We don't have that entrepreneurial flair. We don't have the capital. We don't have the skills. And that is why we want to make sure that credible businessmen, and only credible businessmen, and we can do that by screening them, doing due diligence before we accept them to come and practice business here. But by the same token, we must also realize the fact that without foreign businessmen, we'll be going around in circles, because business is not something, is not our forte, not something that we know best.
I heard report that there was a tycoon that flew in into Buka last Sunday.
Yes, a Chinese businessman was invited by the ABG to come to Bougainville, and they flew in their own jet from Hong Kong, from Beijing, and they had discussions with us before they went back. We are happy with the discussions, and we'll be looking at ways and means of ensuring that people who come here and want to invest in different resource development, whether it be agricultural, mining, fishery, gas and oil, and other businesses, prefab housing, and other businesses, will have to meet our criteria. Soon we'll be getting, as things develop, as the rule of law and the situation on the ground improves, you can bet your bottom dollar, a lot of people will be coming here. Some probably don't have honorable motives, but by having our own law and our own bureau to scrutinize people, I think we'll be in the best position to find out whether people are genuine, whether they've got a capital, and so on and so forth, to talk to the government and to our people. What we are worried about is the people who are coming through the back door, and they've been doing that for a long time, because they've been exploiting or taking advantage of the lack of law enforcement on the ground. And soon this practice will come to an end, as we are now forming a joint security company in conjunction with an Australian company to train our own people to take care of. To work as security, to first of all to absorb ex-combatants and other young men and women to help us provide security and complement the work of the police force.